Timmy's in the well. Six mama cows were due that week. The bull had done his job. Bushell calved on my birthday, right there beside the barn. We called him Cristobal, my name in Spanish style. Though cattle folks will tell you, don't name them if they're for sale. Then September 1st came blazing, a wedding at the barn. Everybody dressed up nicely, sweating from dusk till dawn. We mixed up sweat and wedding and called it the sweating day. Then another calf showed up, so sweaty got his name. 2 days later, Mama hollered, we knew something wasn't right. We found the fresh afterbirth, but no new calf in sight. Near an old forgotten well hole under trees in summer shade, Richard leaned down in the darkness, and there the newborn lay. Timmy's in the well, Timmy's in the well. Mama's bawling, cows are watching, something sure ain't going well. Grab the panels, get the toe strap, keep those Angus back a spell. Lord, you never know what's coming when Timmy's in the well. Debbie came and helped us quickly. We locked those panels tight. Richard fed the cows some sweet feed just to keep them occupied. Then he stretched down toward the calf while I held on to his feet. Got the woven strap around him and together pulled him free. Up into the daylight, wet and wobbly on the ground. Mama started licking like she'd never made a sound. Then he stood up on four shaky legs, found where the milk supply was held. And right then we all started laughing. Looks like Timmy's doing well. Timmy's out the well.
Timmy's out the well.
Timmy's out the well.
Timmy's out the well.
Mama's licking calf is nursing and the whole herd seems to tell. You can keep your livestock rules, boys. We already broke them all to hell. Cause some calves just earn a name, like Timmy from the well. They say never name a calf if you're raising him to sell. But some calves name themselves, and that one was Timmy.